The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's. Well, I love saying that. I'm just going to be honest about it. It's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. Also, the review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, the way people are talking about it, maybe in the next 8 minutes. That's okay by me. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. That's not a good idea. Also, listen to this. Also, humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? I have no idea. I cannot answer that. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. And yes, that's a lot of milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. Wow. We don't know what we're doing. Good night. Oh, I'm just kidding. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here you go. Watch this. In our audience are some of the best people that I have ever met and ever engaged with and ever fellowshiped with, and they are prayer warriors. What can our prayer warriors pray for you about? Isn't that great? It's not me, it's them. That's what's so awesome about the whole thing. It's brothers and sisters taking care of one another and loving one another the way that Jesus commanded us. It's obedience unto the Lord. By this shall all men know you are my disciples, by your love one for another. Wow. It's a blessing and a witness at the same time. So here it is. If you have something you want to get prayer for, we want you to do that. People will pray for you. If you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That is just considered sad. Very sad. Just reach out and give us a call. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the week with great faith and expectation.
Thank you, David. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, my friend. I know we are inside in the middle of a building in a studio. I'm just going to ask you, do you have any sunglasses on? Because I don't know why you would, but I'm just asking if you do.
No, I don't. Okay. No, I don't. Do you have your sunglasses with you?
No, just but in case? I'm just telling you right now, if everybody's going to, for everything everybody's going to say. Now, look, I hope the Lord comes back in the next 3 minutes. Actually, the next 3 seconds. That would be better. But for all that everybody's saying, I'll tell you one thing. There wasn't a lot of traffic. I'll tell you that.
Which is surprising because isn't there like a bunch of people are paying for flights and like flying into the DFW area because this is supposed to be the
This is best supposed to be the hot spot. Yep. They got signs on the freeway saying, don't stop on the freeway and look.
Really?
Like, wow. You know, that's like your test when you went and got your driver's license. If you miss your exit on the freeway, do you A, back up? It's like, okay. Anyhow, look, if you've got something going on, we want you to reach out to us. You can also text us, by the way. You know that? Not Texas. Text us. See that difference? Not Texas. Text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming now.
214-210-8483.
Now you can do that. Additionally, you can send us an email, david@hemustincrease.org, D-A-V-I-D, that's my name, david@hemustincrease.org, so you can call us, 972-445-0770. You can text us, 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Now, if you're in San Diego, it's 11:37. If you're in Denver, it's 12:37. If you're in Dallas, it's 1:37. If you're in Detroit, it's 2:37. Any of those places you want to reach out to us, you're welcome to. If you want to do it from Canada, if you want to do it from Brazil, if you want to do it from Japan, we've had people contact and reach out to us and text us from all those places. That's right. You never know. That's kind of the fun part. Here it is in a nutshell. If you've got a prayer request, we want to pray with you. Brothers and sisters should care enough about each other to help each other carry each other's burdens. That's fulfilling the law of Christ. If you're not sure about that, please read the book of Galatians chapter 6. Additionally, if you've got a praise report, it is your responsibility. Oh, I'm dropping the guilt here, your responsibility to share that with other people, because other people get blessed when you tell them the things that God is doing. Not only that, it helps you to remember and to reinforce, but most importantly, it honors the Lord. So maybe you've got a praise report, maybe you've got a prayer request, maybe you've got something you want to share. It's okay. It's all right. You know, I don't want to say it's a safe space because I just don't like that kind of thing. It's just fine. We're your brothers and sisters. And I don't know if you know this or not, but brothers and sisters, sometimes they even fight.
What?
But they love each other because they're blood relatives like us. Blood relatives. The blood of Jesus Christ. So if you've got something you need prayer for or a praise report or something else, don't hesitate. In the meantime, we're going to do some jokes a little later on. We're going to do history, we hope. And right now, we're going to go right into our teaching in 2 Timothy chapter 2. And for those that are saying, well, what are you going to do in the next minute when everything is supposed to happen? Exactly what I'm doing right now. That's what I'm going to do. 2 Timothy, oh, you got to love this, chapter 2. This is verse 19. So remember, we've already talked about some people last week. We talked about people who were bad teachers overthrowing the faith of some. That's not a good thing. I mean, that's just a bad thing, right? Verse 19, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. Ooh, this is going to be good. The Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Wait. So verse 19 is one of my favorite verses in theology. You're like, well, why? Because it illustrates the tension between free will and predestination in a single verse. Now, I know there's people that are fully on the free will side and there are people fully on the predestination side, but that is not what Scripture teaches. It does not teach it that way. It teaches that it's both. And you think, well, how can it be both? It's simple. God is omniscient. He knows every decision that's ever going to be made. But God is not telling. And you don't know. There. That's it. That's all it is right there. I give Gene Edwards all the credit in the world for writing God knows he's not telling. Here it is in a nutshell. And I'm not totally sure why we can't grasp it, okay? This verse discusses two aspects of one coin. You're getting a lot of theology today, and you should. Here it is. The first aspect is this. The Lord knows those that are his. It's impossible for you and I to miss that that's connected to the foreknowledge of God that has to do with the Lord choosing you, being a part of his kingdom. There's no way around that. It's based on, like I said, that foreknowledge. What's foreknowledge? Foreknowledge is to know beforehand. That's all. So that's God's side. But now there's another side to this equation. Well, what's the other side? That's the human side. And the other side of the coin and the other half of this verse is number two. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That's free will. It's an independent choice and thought. It's both of these, for crying out loud. Listen to the simplicity of this. God knows what you're going to choose. But guess what? You got to choose. You're going to be responsible for your choices. But God knows what you're going to choose. But you still have to choose. It's still your choice. You still make the choice. Can I make that any clearer? I will have a medium Coke with that. No, I will have a large Coke. No, wait, that's bad. I will have an orange juice with that order, sir or ma'am. What is that? That's your choice. It's just that God knew what you were going to get to drink with the meal before you ordered. So man has this responsibility, and God has this providence position of knowing exactly what's going to go on, and he doesn't give the fullness of that revelation because why? Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belongeth unto the Lord. The things that are revealed, the verse says, are for us, but not everything has been revealed. What do you mean not everything's been revealed? What exact moment is Jesus coming back? Do you know? Oh, no, you don't, but you know who does? God does. See how that just as simple as can be. Don't even have to make this complex. Oh, why is this important? Because you have to walk in the brilliance of the tension between the Lord knows and you can rely on him, but you also have to function as a child, as a daughter, as a son of the Most High God and make decisions connected to and based on your communion with the Lord, his declaration in the Word, the leading of the Holy Spirit, what you understand to be honoring of God and your thoughts and your words and your actions. Those work together. And so Paul gives Timothy what I think is one of the coolest theological statements. He says, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands having this seal. The Lord knows those that are his. That is security. You're mine, the Lord says. I know those that are mine. My sheep know my voice. He knows me. I'm known. And the next part of the statement, and the conjunction and connects the two verses. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Don't sin. The Holy Spirit lives inside you. You don't have to. Oh, you can be as goofy as you want. That's not sin. Contrary to God, anything you think, say, or do that is contrary to God, that's sin. But you have the choice. The power of the Spirit of God is living in you. You can choose. You can walk in the newness of life. I'm kind of getting tired when people are like, well, no, the old man is crucified. Positionally, he's crucified. But if you think it's practically, then why do people still die? It's like so dumb. It's like, no, the fullness of the redemption has been partially pulled, not fully pulled. Otherwise, mankind who became Christian would never die. It's just dumb, dumb, dumb. So here's what I'm trying to say about this. It's okay to rest in the assurance that God has you in the palm of his hand. And it is also okay to fire up your engines and go, I'm going to honor God with everything that I think, say, and do. And oh, by the way, because he is omniscient, he knows everything that you're thinking, saying, and doing. And with that, you should just be aware, there are no secrets with God. In other words, you're not keeping any secret from God. He doesn't know. Yes, he does. He knows every thought. There's not one thought you've ever had that has escaped him. Now, I will say, and I get into some trouble with this with some people, but, you know, the enemy's really good at dropping in really bad temptational thoughts. The problem is people start to just assume all those thoughts are their own. That is not the case. That is not the witness of Scripture. But that's not what I'm talking about right now. What I'm talking about right now is this understanding that we walk in this tension. The Lord knows those that are His. He knows you. He loves you. He cares about you. He's not, I lost Dave's file. I had it on a thumb drive, but I lost that thumb drive when I was moving from point A to point B. Yeah, that's a direct reference to me. So anyway, the point of that is simply this. God didn't lose your thumb drive. That's number one. Number two, you have a responsibility as a child of the Most High God to walk that way, to live that way, to be that way. And the brilliance and the grace and the goodness of God, when you don't reach the place you're supposed to reach, is His mercy. Because where sin does abound, grace does much more abound, where He gives you that opportunity to do better again. Because He loves you. And in the meantime, until the trumpet blows, your job is to reflect Jesus Christ more and more and more. I mean, isn't that cool? It's like, oh, okay, I like that. That's the nice part of this whole thing. So that's kind of fun. I like that. All right. So unfortunately, I think that time has passed for the major part of the process of the eclipse. So we're still here. So I guess the Lord wasn't coming back on that one. All right. Anyway, let's move forward now. And if there is phone interruption, so what? That's fine. We're recording this, right? It's being recorded. Is that right? Okay. That's good enough. All right, take a deep breath because we're getting ready for our first trivia question. A couple of these are going to be interesting and challenging simultaneously. This should be super easy. Your reference is in Genesis 11:29. Genesis 11:29 is your reference point. What was Abraham's first wife's name? Oh, there you go. What was Abraham's first wife's name? What was her name? Genesis 11:29. If you think you know, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call or you can email us, David@hemustincrease.org. That's David@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. I don't want to tell you what's up there, but there's definitely something new on the website. Hint, 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 hint. That's all I'm going to say. New stuff on the website. By the way, the website's also a place to give. I will be discussing the moving scenario relatively soon, and you'll understand. But if you can give, that'd be great. If you can't give, don't worry about it. If you're supposed to give and you're not supposed to give to us, okay. Do what the Lord tells you to do. The scripture that we're using for today, 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. The point is this: whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly, nor under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. If you're going to give unto the Lord, make sure your heart and your mind are right, and make sure you give it where the Lord wants you to. Keep it that simple. Check out the website at hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
What are you supposed to be, some kind of a cosmonaut?
No, we're exterminators. Somebody saw a cockroach up on 12.
That's got to be some cockroach.
Bite your head off, man.
That's got to be some cockroach.
Bite your head off, man.
That's too funny. All right, folks, we'll reset the trivia question. All right, now that all the excitement in the universe has died down over not a lot. What was Abraham's first wife's name? Your reference is in Genesis chapter 11, and that would be verse 29. What was Abraham's first wife's name? Genesis 11:29 is your reference point. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So I'm going to share a couple of things with you about the move and the situation over this weekend. Before I do want to make this secondary comment on the eclipse, which I think is rather fascinating comment. So every once in a while, I'll go through and I'll read some of the things that people talk about. And I just love this. One person made this most interesting comment. They said this about the eclipse. Ready? For all of man's audacity to think that we can control the climate, it takes 1 minute for God to demonstrate you people know nothing. It's like, okay. In 1 minute, the entire world's like going, ba-ba, 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 ba-ba. And that's a nothing. I'm just saying. This is like, how do you not love that? Okay. All right. So now, for those that do not know, you'll be hearing bits and pieces of this as it goes on. And there's nothing wrong with that. Over this weekend, Noelle and I gave the venture of a lifetime traveling to multiple houses in the Texas area. It was a pretty wide range, all the way from Irving to Argyle to, you know, further over. It's just all over the place. So let me just say this, okay? The last couple of times on the week, last three weekends, we've driven around just to look at areas and look at some houses at a distance and so on and so forth. And this is one of the weirdest things, and I think you guys will understand what's going on. When we went there, we were like, nah, 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 doesn't seem, nah, nah, nah. And it's just like the whole thing was like, nah, 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 nah. This time we go on Saturday, we go to five different houses. We were inside four of them. Another one from a distance, but five different houses. Every place we went was really good. And Noelle, because she's smarter than me, except that, you know, she thinks I'm great, Noelle said, it's funny because last time, you know, we were doing this, I was saying, yeah, last time it was just like so hard. And it's this time it's just there's so many good things we're seeing. And she said, that's a great witness to demonstrate that God is saying the time is now. Now it's time to make the move. Which is like, wow, right? That's cool, right? Because the first couple of times we went out looking, it was like, blah, blah, blah. This time we went out and we actually got, and I'm going to share the story in the next 30 minutes, but we actually got stuck between a couple of houses trying to pick which one's the best one. So before we couldn't even find one that we thought was good. Then this time we're like, oh, what about this? Oh, what about this? And it just turned out to be kind of a fascinating journey in and of itself. Now, you have to understand that at some point when you're looking at houses, there comes a limit no matter how many hours. And we did it for 6 hours. There comes a limit where you're like going, that's enough. that's enough. And so we did that. I'm going to share all the results of all that, but not quite yet. I just want you guys to be aware of that. What's going on. So I'm kind of leading you into where we're heading, and then I'll tell you so many other things that are taking place. It's probably about 15 things, but I won't be able to share them all yet. Here it is. I want to repeat the trivia question. I want to give you a chance to answer that. What was Abraham's first wife's name? You should know this. It is what you think it is. It's pretty straightforward. Genesis 11:29 is your reference point. You can call in if you have the answer, 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. For the last minute and a half, I want to just read this next verse, because next week we're going to be jumping into this in great depth. I want to read this next verse, so we'll pick it up at 19. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those that are his, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Verse 20. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and of clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. So there's a little bit of confusion that's kind of seeps in the church every once in a while when you read something like this. So Paul makes a statement about the grace house. In the great house, there are vessels of gold and silver, also of wood and clay. There are two major points. I'm not going to tell you which one I'm on yet until next week. But one of the viewpoints is, regardless of whether a person is gold, silver, wood, or clay, they can still be a person of honor. Some positions just shine a little more brightly. That is one major view, and I mean major. The other major view is there are true teachers, and they are valuable like gold and silver, while there are bad teachers, and they are less valuable like wood and clay because they're not polished or clean. Either one of those has great merit. We'll dive into that next week. By the way, if you're in San Diego, or if you're in Denver, or if you're in Detroit, you can keep listening to the show by going to hemustincrease.org. If you're in Dallas, the fun is probably over. Time to get back to it. Hang out with us for a little bit. You've got to hear the stories and more. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here is a DDD entitled Custom Eyeglasses Used on Others. Custom eyeglasses used on others. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 9. So Saul watched David jealously from that day forward. Stop. There it is. So Saul watched David jealously from that day forward. How do we see people in our lives? Saul saw David through jealous glasses. He put on these glasses. They weren't the ones from the Lord, right? They were glasses that had much more flesh in them, and then everything was tainted. This is what happens to you and I, and let's just do the honest, you know, those honest moments where we put on our glasses regarding some people, because almost every time we get a communication from them, there's just something coming that's just low. This is going to be lousy. I haven't even opened it. I'm already dreading it, right? Have you ever gone through that? Right? Or every time this person texts me, I'm not smiling after I read it, or something along those lines. And it could be somebody who, you know, has got a spirit of complaining. It could be somebody that's got a spirit of pride. It could be any of those things, right? And you're just like going, oy vey, right? But you're not saying it much, but you know how you're seeing it. And that's custom glasses. You've already put the glasses on. You've already determined how it's going to be. You're already seeing it through that slant. It's not that they've never done anything. It's just that you and I tend to stay in those zones and see people that way. And so no matter what was going to happen with Saul and King Saul and David, David was going to impute evil motives to Saul's actions. I've gone through this with a professor. I'm just confessing. Right? I had a professor before we started the radio show, and my buddy in the process was a pastor, was my like a schoolmate, and he would write me and go, why does she, you know, jump on you like that? I mean, he was asking me, right? And I'm like, every time this statement, I just instead of having any kind of change of heart or mercy, I was mad. But my anger did not work the righteousness of God. And sometimes people do that because of other reasons. It's not because of you. And we need to do a better job of not wearing custom glasses where we see the downside on people. So the question to ask is, what kind of glasses do we use with others? And are those glasses approved prescription glasses from God?